I mean, I can't avoid the fact that somewhere along the line, I'm going to have to divert my own energies in such a way to at least avoid what he's doing.
Right. A part of your resources always have to be allocated to protection. And this is a form of protection. It isn't the kind of protection you like, because you can envision a society in which people wouldn't have to be protected from him, you think. At least you feel that that's possible. So you don't like it. But you could also envision a world without thieves. There will always be thieves, and you're always going to have to apportion a certain amount of your resources to having the framework that protects you as much as possible from a thief, no matter what form he comes in.
Well, one more point.
Okay.
There are many, of course, there's many societies in this world, but there are some societies that have a greater degree of coercion, a greater degree of these type of people successful apparently in that given society, and they seem to have a greater effect over those people who just want to mind their own business and seek happiness, perhaps in a more rational way. It would seem to me that if there would be some societies that have less rational people have to suffer less from the consequences of this type of individual, it would seem to me that this would be the goal. It should be the goal of any rational human being in the world, possibly. That in some way minimizing the effect, not by avoidance, not by protection, but by some means of showing this type of individual, perhaps, or whatever, that it isn't profitable to him.
You heard.
And I don't think you've proven this. I mean,
you heard session.
It's necessary to do so.
You heard session 5, did you? On freedom.
On freedom? Yeah, that's where I was disturbed.
Okay. Well, I'm only saying that just so I know we have this point of reference from which
right.
to start. The thing I was trying to get across there was that when you say minimize the coercion, make it more rational, and so forth, you are saying by your standards, by the standards that you see as being what is coercive to you, what is interfering with your happiness, and so forth, which may not be coercive to somebody else. LBJ probably doesn't think he's practicing coercion. He's giving people more freedom than they ever had before by his standards, by his concept of freedom, based on his concept of justice, based on his concept of morality, and so forth. So as you envision this society that you are looking for, you also have to envision the fact that there will be dissenters to it. There will be people who do not appreciate it. So the method of bringing it about is by finding a way to make better contracts between you and those people who have a somewhat similar interest that provide for divisions of labor that make it ultimately possible that you have a greater power concentration through this contract structure that you have than the man has who wants to take it away from you and enforce this other kind of system upon it. Now, whether or not this makes it seem more profitable to him to steal or not to steal is going to have some bearing, of course, on his decision whether or not to try to upset what you have constructed and so forth. So I see your point in saying that you would like to make it unprofitable for other people to steal. But you always have to start from the basis that these other people are dealing from different standards. I like the fact that you're saying that what you want to do is make it unprofitable rather than immoral for them to steal. You're not trying to label them outlaws or anything of the sort. You're just simply making it, trying to construct a way that it becomes unprofitable. Well, you do the same thing when you take the milk bottles off the porch and put them someplace else, if that seems to be what is necessary. You're just making it that much harder for a man to steal and make it a successful act. Now, in the world in which we live, and the world in which we live are going to live later, too, if we continue to live and society shifts as it goes along, your act that makes it harder and less profitable for the thief to steal will probably not result in a doing away with stealing as much as it will simply shift the stealing to your neighbor. That the thief, as he sees it harder to get into your house, is simply going to go on to the next house and go into it instead rather than wrestle with your harder to get by locks and so forth. In fact, you could almost construct a hypothesis that you have a vested interest in other people's ignorance, that as long as they continue to leave the old system untouched, the thief will not innovate many new ways to undo your locks. He'll just pass your locks up and go on for the older, easier ones and so forth. The point is that this is what's going to happen as a result of it. It would happen in a better society, in a society in which you felt stealing would be less profitable. You would still be in this position where there would be thieves, where you would have to act individually in accordance with your profit motive, contradicting their profit motive, and they're wanting to steal from you, and the thieves will always exist, and you'll always be in this position of trying to ward them off of you, not off of society, but off of you, to just keep them off of you, to keep their hands off of and away from you. This will always be your position, no matter what kind of a society you work in. You may be the